Well, you know, the devil is whoever we make the devil out to be. The devil, God and the devil both reside within us for the most part, as far as I'm concerned. To borrow a little bit from a certain favorite author of mine, it's just hard to figure out which is which, who's who. Which one's the God and which one's the devil? Sometimes. You know, which one's the accuser and which one's the blesser? It's not always immediately apparent. I think they play tricks on us. You know, when are we descending into the depths and the darkness of the Cleef Oath? When are we ascending through the successive Sephiros on the Tree of Life? Maybe it's confusing, or maybe it's really just an incredibly enlightening experience, experiencing both the light and the darkness. In the interchange between the two, the connection between the two. Maybe it makes life just that much more interesting. Who knows? And as I'd mentioned before, you know, I see this movement from one age to the next age. We see various symbols. Yehoshua becomes Horus or Set or, you know, whoever it is, a person feels that it is, really. You know, maybe it could be Elvis or Princess Diana, some well-known figure in recent times. That has died and become a sort of icon. There's religious leaders from Louis Farrakhan to Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell. Maybe they're more political than religious. Certainly, I think they're a lot more political minded than they are spiritual minded, from what I can gather. But there's many, many people and legends of people that people like to worship. Maybe some people worship Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Probably do. You know, whoever, for better or worse, people seem to enjoy living vicariously through these idols, heroes, icons, modern-day gods, some of them gods, some of them devils, and most of them both, just like everybody else. Yet there seems to be this current moving throughout the world, and it has been moving throughout the world for some time. I saw it growing up, you know, watching the Beatles and reading about Timothy Leary. Reading Huxley, Orwell, later on, Robert Anton Wilson, your books, just a lot of things. The Vietnam War, the Cold War, the children of the 60s, the whole hippie movement. The hippie motto was, you know, do your own thing, man. And it's been said that, you know, some hippie was reading Crowley and kind of paraphrased, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. You know, blurted out in his own fashion, his own language. The philosophy, as far as he could understand it, of the Aleister Crowley, the law of the new eon. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Love is the law, love under will. Do your own thing. Go out and do it. Be yourself. Don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be afraid of what other people may think of you. It's your journey, man. It's not the next door neighbors. It's not the pastors at the church. Your mothers, your fathers, grandmothers, uncles. Nobody else's. It's yours. You need to find your own identity, your own vibration. And you need to resonate with things that you can harmonize with, not things that are completely out of sync with you, but, anyway, I've seen these changes. I've seen them in my own life, in my own life experience, really strongly over the last 35 years or so.
Yeah, actually probably longer than that. I mean, World War II put an end to a complete way of life, and the atomic bomb brought with it an entirely new perspective on ourselves and the universe. But if you look at the political campaign, you don't see a guy sitting in the White House dressed like you or me, right?
Right.
You see some guy, what you still see is the same hypocrisy. And this is why you have the chaos in the so-called 2000 election, is because it's time for all this crap to go. We don't need leaders like that. We don't need people to watch over our every footstep and have a program for everything. I mean, the idea is that here you're hearing the death cries, death woes of an entire millennium going down the drain of the king providing for his slaves. Now, the whole idea of that is weakness. And this is one of the things that Nietzsche really disliked about the Christian philosophy and the Christian symbolism, was that it perpetuated pity and it perpetuated weakness. It didn't perpetuate compassion between people who had regard and feeling for each other like the Greeks did, or even the Romans did. But Nietzsche's feeling was complete contempt, utter contempt for a philosophy which is going to guarantee you a free lunch, that you can't do anything for yourself, and everybody's going to have the same 144 square feet to live in, and the same thing for dinner, and the same thing for lunch, and we'll all be happy. We all get a free flu shot once a year, and reduce the greatness of mankind to mediocrity, which is basically what these people stand for. They're no different than they're going to sacrifice themselves for all these wonderful people out here who need them. You know, I don't know who needs them. Who does need them? You have to ask yourself that question.
So where the church left off, the government's tried to take over.
Exactly.
In spite of the constitutional.
That's exactly right. Yeah. The governments are no more than external, much like kings used to be, would be the external representation of God on earth. And even though basically we've gotten rid of kings and queens and all that stuff, these political figures go right on that lineage to the physical manifestation of a great spiritual force of the and their position is that each one runs on which one is going to give more chesed, more chesed. And as we all know, you cannot have chesed without gebura, and without the middle pillar, Tefareth as well, and that is a balanced life. But what you're doing, what has been done, how many people could go out there and take care of themselves today if they had to? They couldn't do it. They really couldn't do it without all the guarantees and with all the promises and with all the protections that these people lie that they're capable of providing for people. Because what makes them any different than you or me or anybody listening to this tape? Do they have some magical thing in their brain, a new cell or something that turns on when they get elected? I don't think so. But we demand that. And this is the end, this is getting now near the end of this period where it will either just sink into the mud or we will break free. And possibly our breaking free may have to do with traveling to other planets, that the meek will inherit the earth because the rest of us will have gone to another place. And I see no difference between the elections that are going on now for a couple of weeks and having some king running around out there with a sword chopping off people's heads if they didn't obey him.
It reminds me of the Civil War. It reminds me, it's a battle. It's just not, the guns haven't been gotten out yet. We haven't taken out the guns and the tanks and the whatnot. But, yeah, it's a battle for whose philosophy is going to reign, and it doesn't look too good right now. As we've discussed in our previous letters, freedom loses one way or the other.
That's true. That's true. As Nietzsche also said, the attempt of these leaders is to turn the whole human race into Chinamen. And if you look around yourself, you'll tend to see that's exactly what's happening.
Followers.
Yeah.
Blind followers.
Mm-hmm. And if one or a million die, what difference does it make? Who cares? We just replicate ourselves, yeah, and continue the same process on.
Well, it would behoove the government to have control in their minds of the populace, as it's done for millennia, especially in the West, the last 1,500 years. Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church took over. Justinian I declared that certain beliefs were anathemas, cursed them. And so we have this superstitious society that feels Big Daddy in the sky or on the throne or
in the Oval Office.
Or in the Oval Office is taking care of us. And if we just believe right and say the right things and think the right things, then we can stay out of trouble with those people, and then we'll have our reward in heaven afterwards.
Well, they plan to have your reward here. Everyone will have two children in every pot and all the necessary things to have a good life, you know, 28-inch TV, all those things.